This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Is it 1 a.m. in Australia?
It's just after 1 a.m., yeah. We're actually heading into spring here. So mm-hmm. We've got the daffodils doing their thing on the farm, mm-hmm. and that's really, really pretty. It's a nice time of year, and the days aren't quite so short, and the temperature is starting to warm up. But anyway, what I need to talk about today, I was going to talk about the police and, the reason why they should be nice to us. But yeah. First of all, I think I was talking with you about this earlier, the nuclear power plant that is in Texas. I actually went on the internet and looked at the path of looked at Harvey's path, and guess what Harvey did? Just imagine that this nuclear power plant was some poor fool who was caught in the middle of a streetcar war, you know. And that they were the enemy in the streetcar war. And the bad guy in the streetcar backed up and ran him over and then, reversed over him and then went forward and then reversed and then forward and then reversed because he is the enemy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then drove off. That's more or less what Harvey did to this nuclear power plant. And it might have dumped 50 or 80 inches of rain on this facility that was designed to maybe take 24 or 28 inches of rain. And that's not good news. And it's absolutely not being reported anywhere that I know of, except for a few alternative news sites that specialize in environmental and nuclear things, issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy on YouTube who's done rather a good report on it, although it's quite long. His name is called Beautiful Girl by Dana, okay? And the fellow's name is Dana Durnford, D-A-N-A. D-U-R-N-F-O-R-D. And he's also done... He started out doing reports on the BP Gulf of Mexico oil spill, and then he moved to Fukushima, and now he's got a new topic for discussion, it seems. He still probably does his Fukushima updates, but... He's very good. He's very entertaining. He's Irish. And in Ireland, Dana is actually also sometimes a man's name. Mm-hmm. And so he's got a very cool accent, but he does his reports and he sounds just like this. Mm-hmm. And, but the thing is, it's He's comic, but the information, he's comic about something that's absolutely serious. And maybe it helps for people to cope with it. Maybe it helps to get it through. But, yeah, if you could go and check his YouTube channel, Beautiful Girl by Dana, all one word, then that'll, if you need more updates, that's the place to go to get them. There's other places as well. I was going to send you some links earlier via the email, but the electricity went off. That was the end of that. Anyway, there we go. It's super, super sad, super, super tragic. You know, it's like I said, it's like this nuclear power plant has possibly been murdered by Harvey. And I've run out of words here to say about it. It's just,
And some people, some people think that Harvey was man-made, engineered to wreak havoc. You know, we have one of the major pipelines that runs to the northeast from Texas. A Colonial Pipeline was shut down. And so what does that mean? That means limited gas and diesel. And one of the things I wanted to mention to our class was, you know, you might want to tank up. Because we don't know. We really don't know the extent of this. And what I can tell you is in the 1970s, here in this country, there was an Arab oil embargo. And withdrawn from the market was about 5% of the oil. Five percent. When that happened, it caused panic and outages all over. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about, and it's hard to imagine, for those of you who are young, it's hard to imagine not being able to go to a gas station and buy gasoline or diesel. Well, the federal government imposed restrictions. They came to the rescue, make everybody safe. And and so did the states. And where I was, it was odd and even license plate purchasing of gasoline. So if the last digit of your license plate was an odd number, well, you could buy gasoline only on odd-numbered days, like the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th of the month, you know, that kind of thing. And the gas stations would sell you about $3 worth. And people would line up around the block starting at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was dark. They'd line up so that they could buy gasoline at 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning when the stations open. And the stations would be open for an hour or two. And that was it. That was it. And if you were a medical doctor, you had an exemption. You could get the gas you needed. Many government employees got all the gas they needed because they're important to keep us all safe. And I'm not just talking about the police. I'm talking about all kinds of government employees so they could get to work. But the rest of us, the bottom 93%, were forced to abide by these rationing decisions made by the governments. And there was one kind of way around it, and that was if you needed a tune-up on your car, and I'm talking about a gas station that would have a couple pumps out front, maybe four pumps for gasoline and diesel, and a couple bays to service and tune-up cars. I'm talking about in the 1970s. And if you needed a tune-up, well, they put your car up on the lift and look under it and look under the hood and replace the spark plugs, points, condenser, and that kind of stuff. Air filter. Maybe change the oil. And just to make sure that the car ran well, they'd fill it up with maybe half or a full tank of fuel and charge you for that, of course. And so you could get your gasoline by buying a tune-up. And that's kind of how it worked. And that was a miserable thing to live through. Because if you had to commute to work, man, it was tough. It was really tough. But, you know, Americans were resourceful back then, and they would carpool, and they'd work it out. And those who had Volkswagen Bugs or Beetles, you know, those four-cylinder air-cooled 30-mile-per-gallon Volkswagens. Well, they were on top of the world because it didn't take much fuel to get them to run a long distance. So people were trading their brand-new Cadillacs, which, you know, these were land yachts. They would get about 10 miles per gallon, and there was very little need for anyone to have a land yacht because you couldn't put fuel in it, because you couldn't get more than $3 worth every other day. So it didn't work. So people were trading their land yacht Cadillacs for old Volkswagens.
Toyotas and Volkswagens.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly Volkswagens, because yeah. They had been in the United States, you know, the longest. We're talking about the 1970s. So,
yeah.
And what I've seen recently here in Missouri, gasoline prices are up about 10% as of yesterday. Diesel prices are up about 15%. And I talked to, you know, I had a little family meeting for the last couple of days, you know, around the kitchen table. And I talked about Harvey. And my son said, what do you think is going to happen? Now, my son is a degreed farmer. And he's gone through the university, and he's learned about farming and agriculture and animals and so forth. And a little bit of economics mixed in. And he said, Dad, what do you think is going to happen? And so I told him the story that I just told about the gasoline rationing. So 5% withdrawn from the market, gasoline and diesel, caused this panic. And it was really pretty serious. Commerce was down. And so what does this mean to our family? So our son said, you know, Dad, should we be getting some supplies that we might get, you know, later on? And I asked him what we were talking about. And he talked about supplies for the cattle. I said, absolutely. Absolutely. I said, prices are sticky downward. And that's an economic concept. So, you know, it's easy for prices to go up, but they're sticky on the way down. So when a gas company or a gas station chain or just a single gas station finds it raising its prices, kind of likes them at a higher price and doesn't like bringing them down too quickly. So if you notice, class, the gas stations that have those electronic signs and electronic controlled gas pumps that are controlled, pricing is controlled from inside the station, well, they go up really quickly. Those guys are paying attention to the news. It's the independents, the one-of-a-kind gas stations that are scattered throughout the countryside that are a little slower to raise their prices. And it's absolutely true. So we found that gas prices were higher in Lebanon, Missouri. They're higher in Springfield, Missouri. And in our little hamlet of the world, gas prices were unchanged. They were higher to begin with, but now they're lower because they haven't raised their prices. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Foss, I just went to GasBuddy.com, looked at Missouri gas prices. Lowest price around our neck of the woods in Springfield, Missouri, is $2.25 for the regular, unleaded regular. Well, a couple days ago, 2 days ago, it was $2.08. How do I know? I was there. Now, Sam's Club is the lowest price gas in Springfield, according to GasBuddy. From there, it goes to $2.29 and $2.35. Flying J is at $2.37. And I'm just looking. Okay, so of the lowest gas prices, $2.25 is the lowest. The highest in the low price category is $2.37 at Casey's and Conoco. And come and go in Phillips 66. So bottom line is gas prices have gone up about 10% in a day or two. And I would expect that, my guess, is that they're going to continue going up because a refinery, very large, country's largest refinery in Texas, shut down. And I also think everything else is going to go up. This is just my take on it. When we had Hurricane Hugo, boy, plywood shot up. I mean, the reconstruction effort. So what's needed when you have a massive reconstruction effort? Everything. Everything. Wire, cable, electrical items, you know, for rebuilding, boxes, circuit board panels, diesel fuel, gasoline, wood products, shingles, pipe, plumbing, you know, everything you could possibly think of is going to be needed in this rebuilding effort. And then you're going to see things like sanitation problems as the dead bodies are found. And they can be cats and dogs and domestic animals as well as farm animals. And then you've got the problem of all these toxins, this 19 trillion gallons of water that is looking to run downhill and
right
underground.
To the treatment plant.
So you've got this toxic soup. Yeah. You've got this
nuclear
toxic
radiation,
soup. And what is it? Well,
fossil
it's,
fuels. So
yes.
Forth.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Hmm? Yep.
Oh, my God.
And it's,
really
it's running downhill.
Running downhill. And, of
yeah.
course.
And let me.
Yeah, the is it the. Not the Gulf of Mexico. The other side is going to get killed this time. Not the Gulf side, huh? Because is Texas on the Gulf side or is it on the other side? Excuse
yes.
my lack of geography.
Yeah, it's going to go into the Gulf of Mexico.
Again.
And well, here's the way I see it. Water all runs downhill. It's just it's gravity, and it works 24/7, 365. So the guys who have that live in neighborhoods, for example, you know, if you get that half an acre, third of an acre, 1 acre, whatever they have, they've got in their garage, they've got some insecticides, they've got some seven and some tree and shrub insecticides, and they've got some ant and roach killer, and they've got the hornet sprays. They've got, you know, on their shelf in the garage. Then they have their gas cans, you know, for their lawnmowers. And they've got their oil. And then they've got, you know, some carburetor cleaner and whatever other cans of stuff that they've bought to maintain their internal combustion engines and keep the bugs away. And then they've got, you know, their Roundup. And then they've got their weed and feed fertilizers, right? So they've got all this in the garage. And then the rains come and sweep away this stuff, and it's all going downhill. And
then there's the guy
containers
next door who's got the same in his shed, and his shed, and his shed, all the way up the hill.
That's right. That's right. So you've got neighborhood after neighborhood, block after block of this, and it's all floating downhill. The canisters break open. Then you have the cross-connecting. At the lowest point in many, many municipalities is the water treatment plant. Why? Because, well, gravity's working 24/7, and when you flush the toilet and you pour something down the sink drain, it just runs downhill and ultimately goes into the water treatment plant. Well, the water treatment plant's flooded. So now all of that toxic soup is mixed with all the other toxic soup. And what about the water supply? Where do we get our water from? We get it from wells. We get it from rivers. We get it from lakes.
They're going to be flooded out.
And we treat it. But they're all, well, they're probably flooded out. So now what do we do? It's a big problem. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Colonial Pipeline, which carries a large amount of gasoline and other fuels between Houston, Texas, and the East Coast, was shut down. And the information that I've been reading says that while gasoline prices gained 6%, went up 6% on Wednesday. Well, I think they went up more than that. And the articles that I'm reading say that, well, it's just temporary, and you know, within a couple of weeks, the prices are expected to come back down to earlier levels. Well, as I mentioned, prices are sticky downward. Okay, and there's going to be the need to buy everything, because think of all the medicines, just medicine. So all these people who are on prescription drugs, on average, they have about a 2-week supply. Well, how many of those medicines were damaged in the flood? How many of those medicines floated downhill? Well, a lot. So just think about how much, you know, if you have an average between an empty pill vial and a full pill vial of 30 days, you have roughly 2 weeks on average in that pill vial. Well, 2 weeks worth is, for those who are affected by Harvey, probably running downhill. So now all that needs to be replaced. And then the roofs and the insulation, the plumbing and the heating and the air conditioning. So, you know, if you've got an air conditioning unit that's not working so well, you think, well, you know, I ought to get it fixed now because winter's coming. Well, all these people in Texas who need new heating systems are going to put an increased demand on the supply for those units. And we've got a wonderful just-in-time inventory system. So now you can expect, I would expect, dramatic price increases on those kinds of things, the reconstruction effort items. That's the way I see it. And I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Gwyneth, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, it's like this. Just-in-time delivery is always going to be a disaster in a circumstance like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's got any spare anything. Okay? It's always the case when a disaster like this happens. You know, you get a few days in and, or a week or 2 weeks in, and everybody says, oh, well, everybody's accounted for or not, and we can assume the people who are not accounted for have probably died. And so, yeah, that's going to be the death toll. No. That's not the final death toll at all, because you're going to get people who are going to die because they can't get their medication. And the way that the pharmaceutical system is set up, I guess it's probably the same in the US as what it is here. It's impossible for the ordinary person to stock up on their medications. Right? You can only have a month's supply of XYZ drug that's actually keeping you alive. So you have to go back and see your doctor every month.
Yep.
And it's
the insurance companies who have done the insurance companies. It's the insurance companies that have done this.
Yeah, it's going to, and speaking of insurance companies of a different kind, that's another disaster that is looming. God. 5 million households. I don't know how many of those insurance policies will have act of God clauses in them, although it's probably more act of the deep state on this one, as we mentioned earlier. But, you know, insurance companies are not going to be able to tell the difference, are they?
I'm looking at this guy.
Yeah. A lot of the policies are going to not be valid because of act of God clauses.
Right. There's a guy standing in his kitchen.
Yeah.
He's got fishing waders on. So, you know, he's got boots up to, I guess to his belt. He's standing in his kitchen in this gray water.
Catching catfish.
And he's looking around, and here's what's underwater. His refrigerator. His dishwasher. Now, his cabinets are really nice, and they're white, and they look relatively new. But that means that they're swollen. the cabinet wood is swollen. It probably has particle board in it, which is, you're not going to be able to dry that out and have it survive in the same dimensions as it was before it got wet. So now he's got these upper cabinets, which are above the water line, but the lower cabinets are in the water line. So he needs a new stove, a new refrigerator, a new dishwasher, new lower cabinets. But he's not going to be able to get cabinets that match unless they're custom made, so he's going to have to buy a new kitchen. Well, he's probably going to have to rip out all the sheetrock, too, and the insulation. It's an absolute
mess.
It's going
to be a new house, in other words. Because that's just the kitchen. It's not even the bathroom. It's not the bedrooms or anything like that.
Right. And the mattresses are at a lower level than the water line.
There's going to be a brown mark about 1 meter high up all around the walls.
That's right. That's right. And it's absolutely tragic. So my recommendation, if you need something, you ought to get it now while you still can get it now. Because I believe prices on everything are going to go up. When I was building our house, I was able to buy a 1,000-foot roll of wire, Romex wire, 12-gauge, two conductors with a ground. So it's 12-2 with ground, the yellow stuff, 1,000 feet. I think it was $187. And I called Lowe's, and I said, I'd like to buy some wire. Do you have it in stock? And they said, yeah. And I said, how much? And they said, $187. I said, okay, I'm on my way. It'll take me an hour to get there. I want you to hold. I'm going to pay you for it now. I said, no, I'll mark it sold. I'd like seven rolls of it because I thought I'd need 7,000 feet to build our house in Missouri. By the time I got there, he said, what's the deal with wire? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's gone up to close to $400 since you called. Per roll.
What?
Like, yes, yes. Because there was a storm at that time, and it caused a shortage of everything. Plywood, OSB-oriented strand board went from $7.97 a sheet to $21, $22, $23, $24 a sheet. 2x4s went up. Everything skyrocketed virtually overnight.
Crikey. Within 1 hour.
We were contracting to build our house. And we needed everything. Same thing that everyone else needed. Except we weren't in the storm area. Well, fortunately for us, I met with the CEO of the building supply company. It was an independent. It was not Lowe's or Home Depot or one of those guys. And I said, I'd like to buy everything from you, but here's what I need. I need a price lock on everything with a guarantee there will be no increases in prices. And what happened was I was on the top of the news a little bit more than the CEO was. He said, okay, we'll do that. And so I was buying 2x4s at, you know, at the old prices before they went up, you know, 2 and 3 times in price. So it really pays to pay attention to what's happening. So the word to the wise is if you need it, I'm not talking about if you want it. I'm saying if you need it, you ought to get it before the price goes up. Now, prices will come down. They will. How much they go up, I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you this, that our family is getting the things that we need that we could wait till, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get. We're getting them now. Because we think that things like dog food are going to go up in price. Cat food's going to go up in price. Now, it's not like it's a large amount of money. But if you ask our dogs and our cats, you think it's important, they'll tell you absolutely. Absolutely it's important.
Yeah.
What would you do without dog food if you have that, you know, that beloved dog? What would you do? Would you teach him to go and hunt? And what would he hunt? Bottom line?
Around here, I'd be out on my horse and out on my electric tricycle that's powered by solar batteries. To start with, I'd be looking for roadkill, but so would probably everybody else in the know. And then I would take the sheepdog that we have that's chained up, who's probably a little bit more inclined to go after things than the other sheepdogs. but I keep him because he's a good stud, and because I think, well, I might need him for a hunting dog one day. And I would take my greyhound, and I would go into the state park, and I would go hunting. And it wouldn't take long for the greyhound, who is blooded, to teach the other dog what to do, you know, because that's how it works. And so they would, between them, probably get enough food to feed me, to feed my children, and to feed, you know, the rest of their pack mates, the other dogs. That's what we personally would probably do. And I would go there and I would probably have my bow and arrow with me. And a really, really sharp knife. And, you know, you are entitled, the state park is populated with feral goats, and anyone is allowed to go into the state park and hunt. The only thing is that they ask that you be respectful where you discharge firearms or other projectile firing devices. And that you be respectful with how you treat the game once you have killed it, that you don't leave, you know, piles of entrails everywhere and all this sort of thing, and that you cover the game when you're taking it home, and that you don't leave, you know, dead animals by the side of the track. And that's just common sense, and that's respectful. And that sort of rule I'm absolutely happy to keep by.
What would you like to talk about when we come back from the bottom, from this break?
Probably, I would like to get into police corruption.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my, when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello? Hello? I don't think I can hear Vincent anywhere, so I'm just going to step
Hello? How about now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Great.
I sort of heard some dead air, and I thought, oh, I better step in, say something.
Yeah, did you want to talk about the cops and corruption?
Yeah, I would love to. Yep.
Okay.
You know, how the deep state operates, okay, they operate more or less along fascist or communist lines. And, you know, at the moment we've got the rampage of the brown shirts, which is kind of falling a little bit flat in America because these tactics always fall flat. Where you've got a generally Christian community where people actually care about each other, you know, because, you know, the divide and conquer thing just doesn't work under such circumstances, you know, because people actually do not hate each other. But you know what? It doesn't change the fact that they're operating according to the deep state, that is operating according to communist playbooks. They're telling the blue team what to do, and they're telling them what to do according to a communist playbook that goes back at least probably 200 to 300 years, okay? It's the same thing every single time. And where I originally learnt this information was my dear old dad, who I think I've mentioned on the broadcast before. He was an old-school trade union-type socialist, which means that he believed that if the employer didn't put guards on the machine, that it was perfectly justifiable to call a strike. And, you know, that people ought to have... They called it in Australia the three-eighths, okay? 8 hours work, 8 hours play, 8 hours sleep. That's a 24-hour day. And they would have, you know, industrial campaigns to make sure that the employees were not forced to work 12, 14, and 16-hour days, where they would never see their families and that they'd, you know, die early. But the police have to recognise that they are being played for fools, because under this playbook, they get whoever it is, whether it's the soldiers, the police, or whoever happens to be the one carrying the gun and enforcing, supposed to be enforcing criminal laws, they get them to put in their dictatorial, fascistic, communistic system. And when the system is fully put in place, guess whose head is sometimes even literally on the chopping block? They have what are called pogroms, okay? And that means that when they have got the local law enforcement to do all their dirty work and get rid of most of their opposition, so they think, they go to the people who really have the power, who are just using the law enforcement as a tool, they go in and they clean house. And they make these officers disappear. They either, you know, most commonly, they actually, the officers actually end up dead. This is what I say when I say, you know, the law enforcement. I'm the least of their worries. The people who they should really be worried about on a personal level is the people who are actually giving them their orders, because they're operating according to a communist playbook. And communist playbooks always end in pogroms and purges. And it's usually the purges of the people who are giving the orders, who are receiving the orders to enforce the unjust laws. They're the first to go. Yep.
Interesting question, though. Okay. Why is it that the cops have locks on their lockers in the first place?
Because they're not.
Because they don't trust you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653.
877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.